So what did you do today, Greg?
Yeah, bitch.
I walked and got donuts. I mean, it was like a 5-minute walk.
Is that all you've done today is go and get donuts?
No. So out in front of the room here is the beach. And we got like change from all the shit. You know, you go, you buy somewhere, you get some change, whatever. And we got a bunch of pennies. So Linda was sitting out on the beach and I walked out on the beach with about, I don't know, 30, 40 pennies. I just fling them ahead of me, step on it, bury it in the sand because there's guys walking by with metal detectors all the time.
A piece of shit. What a fucking asshole.
Well, at least they find a penny, though.
Well, you can't say he didn't do anything.
There was a guy out there.
Oh, my
God. And he found four of them that I saw anyway.
Right. He wandered down a little ways, and the trail must have gone cold. Then he came back, and then, ooh, and one of them was a nickel, okay? So I'm not a total asshole.
Easy, big spender. Jesus. All right, let's get started.
The Poolside Podcast contains adult themes and language and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Cannonball!
Now. Recorded live in the basement studio at the Poolside Pub and Grill World Headquarters. It's the Poolside Podcast.
Ready, shall do it with me. Yay, yay.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, my God. It is the Poolside Podcast. I'm Jeff. This is Shell Bell here, my left, your right. And Beaver joins us again from Florida. You guys are old, so you may as well move down there.
What?
Get off
my lawn.
Get off my beach.
Do you have your green leisure suit on with pee stains in it?
Pee stains.
Yeah.
Do you still wear that funky captain's hat? I don't want to say stupid because it's a, you know, it's a vacation hat.
Well, yeah. No, I don't wear that.
You don't wear that every day?
No, not really. It's very warm for a hat, and then it's really warm down here too.
What's the temperature down there right now?
74.
Is it really?
I don't know. Let me get my portable telephone here. 73. Sorry, it's cooling off.
Wow, we're at 30. Can you believe that?
I may have to put a shirt on.
Oh my God. Hold on. 74. That's beautiful.
Oh, it was perfect today. I mean, very little breeze, just enough to not get warm, you know, but enough to keep you cool, but not get cold. It was perfect today.
That's pretty close to Cancun. Yeah. It's 81 degrees in Cancun right now.
Nice. You guys are headed out for there soon.
Oh, yeah. Sunday? Saturday. Look at this. Look at that forecast, Shell, for Cancun. Every day is sunshine and 84.
See? That's because I'm going.
Son of a buck. That's going to be awesome. I can't freaking
wait. Well, gee whiz. Heck fire.
Yeah. Ladies, I almost forgot. Ladies, put a towel down. This is an extra large episode.
Ooh. Yeah, you waited till we were done talking about the weather before you said, okay, now, ladies, put a towel down.
Yeah. I almost sent you nerd content, too. Talk nerdy to me stuff.
Oh, what'd you have?
Some about Star Treks. They're doing a movie or something about Star Treks.
Never mind, save it. Just whatever.
Battlestar Galactica, maybe it was.
Don't bother.
Who's the one with Pickard?
Just...
Don't. Pickard.
Don't. Jerk. Hey, you're a fucking jerk, and you know you're not fucking funny when you do shit like that.
And you guys decided to stay down there another day, or what?
We're going to see what happens. It's spring break this weekend, so either we're going to have a whole lot of fun, or it's going to be a divorce. I haven't talked to Linda about that or brought up the different ideas I have just yet.
Would you guys go out?
We don't go out now. No, we're not going out during spring break. Fuck no.
Well, you went out the other day.
How late are you staying down there?
We don't know.
Really?
They don't have a clue.
They're never coming back, Jeff.
I don't think they are.
I don't think so either.
Well, yeah, we got a whole house and everything in Wisconsin. We're coming back at some point.
What's wrong with selling it and moving down to Florida, brah?
I don't know if I want to live here. It's a whole different freaking country down here. The roads are just fucked up. People drive like fucking morons, even more so than in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the rest of the world. They're worse than fibs.
And it gets hot in the summer down there.
Yeah. So instead of the summertime, in the winter in Wisconsin, so cold you can't go anywhere. Here in the summer, it's so fucking hot you can't go anywhere. So really, what's the difference?
Get a house with a pool.
Bigger fucking cockroaches down here. The size of your fucking boot.
Have you found any cockroaches down there?
You can't avoid them.
It surprises me. I was
in your hotel.
If you said no, I was going to say it's surprising me that you haven't found any in that place you're staying.
I know.
They're everywhere.
What do you expect with that smoke-filled yellow paint on the wall?
We are getting the cockroaches addicted to nicotine, and that will kill them. You're welcome.
Or they'll be out
That's
on the streets.
That's not going to kill them. They're going to
for it.
They're going to jump in your suitcase and take a ride back to Wisconsin. Is what they're going to do.
They're going
to
breed in it.
Yeah,
they've laid enough eggs in our ears. It doesn't matter.
Oh my God!
Hey,
Willie.
Testicles 1, 2. I got to sleep while you're talking about those fucking cockroaches.
Oh my God! I'm glad I'm in fucking Minnesota and you're in Florida.
It's a palmetto bug. So there.
What is that? A palmetto bug.
It's a renamed cockroach.
Isn't that a drink?
Yeah, they get bigger than cockroaches, actually.
Oh, really? Do they suck the blood out of you?
Oh, only out of women.
They're pretty prominent in Florida. Oh, ick. Look at those.
Yeah, there is not going to be a building down here that doesn't have them.
The name sounds kind of cool, but the bug looks horrid.
When we were in Puerto Vallarta, I saw a gecko or lizard in our room.
Oh, it's a gecko.
Or, as you Americans say, lizard.
How you say lizard?
Just like that, lizard, yeah.
Yeah, those are gross. Holy shit.
Good eating, though. We got them down here, too.
They're good on a cracker.
Well, that's all the bigger they are, really. Crunchy, you know. Hard to skin them.
Hard to skin them? Yeah. All right, let's find out. What game are you playing today, Shell?
I'm not.
What are you doing?
I'm just looking at my memories on Facebook.
Oh, that was when we saw Glenn Campbell.
Well, that was when Heath was born.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just moving your microphone just a
jeez.
Well, maybe you should pay attention to where your mic is instead of your phone. So,
wow, Shell's on her phone? Odd.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
I haven't been on my phone all day.
Don't forget, you got a dumb joke of the week coming up.
Well, you're the dumb joke.
All right. Well, nothing else going on. Except
if you want to watch it.
We're going to Cancun, and you're in Florida, and then... I don't know. Are we taking next week off or what? I think we might have to because we're not going to get back to late Saturday.
I know.
I don't know.
I'll be tired.
I can set up a studio anywhere in 10 minutes.
You could actually do it live from your vehicle, too.
My head?
You need to quit. My God, I'm going to get all the fucked up again today.
Didn't you just willy it?
Yes.
Oh.
That was Linda smoking was on the piece pipe.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's go.
It's wacky and zany poolside news.
Jerks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Shell?
Yeah.
I can sell it. God damn.
So much gusto.
God, I want to listen before we even finish now.
That's what she said. What?
Oh!
Oh!
We do not want to listen before she finishes, Greg, since you're in a hotel room.
Oh. You guys been doing a lot of fucking or no?
He can finish.
She was just down and I was.
Oh my God.
My God.
Testicles 1, 2.
This is going to be the highest show ever.
It's like every other breath he's sucking on the old pipe.
Oh, just shut up.
The old meat pipe.
I thought that stuff made you mellow and happy. Obviously not.
Hey, you'll like this. A Florida man said he exposed himself at a Walmart in Vero Beach. Because he's lonely and missed his ex-girlfriend.
That'll bring why he exposed himself?
I guess so.
Well, I'll get her back.
He'll probably sit in the jail cell with a bunch of people, so that's okay.
A shopper who just parked her car said she saw the guy exposing himself through an open window at the store. What the
I had a slightly different approach when Linda and I had a fight. I went in there and took a shit on the floor. And it worked. It worked.
You know, there you go.
I'm still happy to this day.
And the room?
No, on the floor in Walmart.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about any room. Like,
well, it's not like you were talking
nobody
about
caught you shitting on the floor in Walmart? What where'd you do it? In the toilet paper aisle? So you had some toilet paper?
No, a t-shirt aisle, so I had something easy to get to wipe with. I didn't want to mess with that plastic.
Gross.
Excuse me.
Gross.
I had a lot of fiber.
What?
He eats a lot of fiber.
I had a lot of fiber. Oh, how's it gross?
Mike, dude. What the, how did you get way over? How is your chair moving?
I don't know.
It's like all of a sudden you're 2 feet away from the microphone.
I've been telling you that before and you couldn't see it.
I thought he was yelling at me.
Yeah.
No, it's all of a sudden her mic is extended out as far as it'll go. There you go. There.
Oh, my God. I got to lay down. I'm going to probably fall asleep.
Probably, lazy bones. An Arizona man found her earlier this month near a water tower, his hands bound with a belt and a bandana stuffed in his mouth. When I initially read that, I thought it said banana stuffed in his mouth. Seriously.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, we just both opened one at the same time. Oh. He had a harrowing tale for police. He told authorities the two masked men.
That stinks. I'm going to kill you.
Knocked him unconscious, put him in a vehicle, and drove him around before dumping him at the tower. And their motive, I guess, was a large amount of money his father had hidden around town. Investigators determined that his story was a lie. Excuse me.
How did they determine that?
His motive for lying, police say that he made the story up as an excuse to get out of work.
So he didn't have to fucking go to work.
Well, he's probably out of sick days.
Actually, it was a really good solution. I'm sure he won't be going back, period.
Even if he's out of sick days, doesn't mean he's going to get paid for.
Well, it worked, right?
Yeah, he is not going back. He got out of work. Mission accomplished.
There you go.
I don't know why this story is coming up. It's from 1961.
What?
But a farmer in Wisconsin said that he was visited by the aliens who left him a gift. He said he saw an object land on his farm. He shared that the UFO was like two reversed bowls with exhaust pipes on the edge of it. And it didn't land fully on the ground, but when the door opened, the farmer came in contact with three aliens wearing helmets who seemed to be of Italian descent. And they gifted him with some pancakes.
Oh, did he eat them?
Well, I mean, they're space pancakes, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I wonder what kind of farmer he was.
Yeah,
well, they didn't have a weed farmer in 1961.
Oh, you don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
Been around for a long time. It was all part of a smear campaign started by... Nah, I don't know.
Go on.
Oh, I don't know. I was just making shit up.
Please, finish your hilarious joke.
So you're a liar? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, shit. Christ, here we
go. Probably gets that from his mama.
And it begins.
We're kidding you, Greg. Calm your tits.
Calm my eyes are a
calm your man jugs. Wow, I got a stuffed up nose, man.
You probably got the Rona.
I probably do. Hear that? Rona. What is wrong with your headphones?
Nothing's wrong with my headphones.
Stop jack-a-lacking around with them, then.
Well, my ear is itchy. Oh. Did you put itching powder in them?
Yeah, I did. Itching powder. What is this, third grade?
Well, you act like it's third grade.
In Scotland, what?
Itching semen.
Oh, my God. Or maybe there's cockroaches in there.
Could probably. Be. Brought some back for you.
Laid eggs in there.
That's what they do, you know.
Lay eggs in your ear?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a light enough sleeper where if something were to crawl into my ear and try to lay eggs, I would know.
No, well, Christ, the size of your head, there's plenty of room. You'd never hear it. Oh, no, the echo chamber inside your head.
Holy shit. I haven't said anything negative about you today.
Yeah, you have. You were cutting on his mama.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
Yeah.
Jeez. Tries to be the innocent one over there.
I just said she was a liar. No, I don't like it in the butt. Don't.
All I did was say your mom's a lying fucking whore. Beyond that.
I don't know what you're so upset about.
In Scotland,
well, sensitive.
James McKenzie spat out a piece of his tongue after a woman had ripped it off with her teeth during an incident.
Yeah.
He spat it out on the street, and then a seagull flew by, grabbed it, and flew off with it.
Those fuckers will eat anything.
Don't we have listeners in Scotland? G'day, mate. No.
Oh, Jesus. Ireland. We got Mick in Ireland. We're big in fucking England and Sweden and what was that other country?
I know. Uruguay.
Yeah. Uruguay.
Colombia.
We're huge in Uruguay.
They, I guess she said that they were strangers, but an argument developed. She said she tried to walk away from the confrontation and that he continued to be aggressive. So she responded. I don't understand this story. She responded by pushing him on the ground and kissing him. Authorities say she kissed him on the lips, and during the course of that, she bit through his tongue, which caused a piece of his tongue to be removed.
Well, he obviously was putting his tongue in her mouth if she bit through his tongue.
But why is she knocking him on the ground kissing him? That's
well,
how
why,
it reads, right?
Well, why would he put his tongue in her mouth?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
She was gussied up. So.
She was all gussied up? Well, then she deserved it.
Oh, my word.
Wow. See, Shell can say that. We can't. We get fucking hung and castrated.
And not in that order.
If I were you guys, I would scream discrimination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to probably let that one go because generally on the discrimination thing, the guy's got the long end of the stick.
I know. The long end of the stick. And the guy has the long end of the stick.
I know what you're saying. She's doing the motion like a wiener.
Well, she's used to that.
Hey, well, yeah.
Used to Jeff's wiener.
All right. Thecarconnection.com. Go ahead. What?
All of a sudden, something's off limits.
Interrupt with him.
Yeah, Jeff, let's talk about your wiener.
Let's talk about
it. Actually, no, let's go with Jeff's idea on that and not talk about his wiener.
Well,
never mind. I withdraw.
I thought you wanted to talk about Jeff's wiener, Greg.
He just wanted to talk about wieners in general.
No, I just wanted to make Jeff uncomfortable, and then I realized the topic was not really what I was... No.
It's going
to
make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, it didn't make me feel all weird and tingly.
Tingly.
Give him a boner.
Yeah.
That would be, if he got a boner because of me, it would be a broner.
Oh. Clever wordplay.
Does Jeff boner. Give you a boner?
Oh, my God.
No, he gives me a broner.
Well, does he give you a broner?
Were you just here, Shell? Did you hear him not just say that?
She's on her phone, dude.
I'm paying a bill.
No,
I'm paying a bill before our phone gets shut off.
Paying bills right now during the podcast.
Only time she can do it, I guess.
Well, yeah, because I have to see. They received my thanks for paying your bill.
TheCarConnection.com conducted an online poll looking for the wackiest real street names, and these are real. They chose psychopath as number one. It's psychopath.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
That's not bad. Also followed by divorce court. Far from poop and road. And the intersection of lonesome and hard up. These are all real. Bucket of Blood Street in Arizona. What the fuck?
That was what was it? An American Werewolf in London. I think the bar they went to was the Bucket of Blood, or it was like the Slaughtered Lamb or something like that. Just the worst fucking name for a bar you could have.
Yuck. I hope you weren't planning on eating there.
Well, it was a movie, so no.
She only got part of the conversation.
What? Shell wasn't paying attention. God.
I told you I'm busy paying bills. Now I got to collect my reward for paying it.
Oh, God. Ooh, yeah, do that. That's important.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, they've gotten cheap, too.
How about Zizix Road?
Zizix?
Yeah, ZZYZX.
Wasn't that a rock band?
Long beards. I think that was Return to Zero or RTZ.
Oh.
With Brad Delp on vocals. Boom, shakalaka.
Oh, nice.
Unexpected Road in New Jersey and Tater Peeler Road in Tennessee.
Tater Peeler. Just fun to say.
Fucking dumb. Whatever, that's all I got.
What was the first two he said?
Hold on 1 second.
Psychopath was the best one.
Yeah, Psychopath and Divorce Court.
Those are good.
Did I mention Far From Poopin' Road?
Yes, you did.
And Lonesome and Hard Up.
Ask Michelle.
Hey, he called you Lonesome and Hard Up.
No, ask Shell if you mentioned.
Oh, yeah, did I mention? Oh, I thought you meant, okay. Did I mention Far From Poopin' Road?
No, you didn't.
She said no, dude.
Oh, okay, well, she's paying attention, so she'd know.
She's paying the bills, so we're going to go literally. All right, here we go. You ready, Shell Bell?
Shell Bells.
Oh, jeez.
Dumb joke of the week.
Oh, my God. All right, you ready for this dumb joke?
Lay it on us.
Why was the skeleton afraid of storms?
He didn't have the guts.
Yeah, he didn't have the guts.
What do mushrooms get invited to, or why do mushrooms get invited to all the parties?
Because they're fun guys.
Wow.
Oh, suddenly I feel a lot better about my nerd minute.
What kind of tree fits in your hand?
A palm tree.
Palm tree.
She's living up to it. They're dumb jokes.
Yeah.
So I mean, she's doing her part. Jokes. Go ahead. Come on. One more. You got one more in you.
Well, I got a whole bunch here.
All right, let her rip.
What do you call a seagull when it flies over a bay?
A bagel.
Yep.
Oh.
Let's go until Beaver and I don't get him.
I hadn't.
What's
heard that
orange and sounds like a parrot?
An orange parrot.
A carrot. You didn't get it there.
A red bucket. What was that? What the hell was that? A red.
What's red and looks like a bucket?
A red bucket.
Oh, it was something Beaver said. Oh, fuck it.
What do you call cheese that's not your cheese?
It's nacho cheese.
That's good.
In it.
What do you call an old snowman?
I don't know.
Water.
Oh, that is actually kind of funny.
You found that one funny out of all of them?
I didn't see that coming. I hadn't heard that.
Fucking sense of humor is
at least it's
dumb.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, you're the one who liked white chicks.
White chicks was one of those things where it was funny in the moment.
Oh, here's another one you guys won't get.
What the fuck are you knocking down over
here? Well, you got so much shit all over here.
Well, quit it off.
Where'd it go? What has four wheels and flies?
A garbage truck.
Oh, shit. How did you know that?
Come on. Because I was four once.
What do you call a pile of cats?
A good start.
A meowtain.
What? A what?
Second to the bottom.
No, meowtain. Just let it go. Let it go. Don't ask.
Oh, like a mountain. No. Oh, God. All right, I think
Shell bells.
Oh, jeez.
Dumb joke of the week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Why can't you trust the king of the jungle?
Because he's always lying.
Oh, God. How do you know these?
I don't know. Like I said, I was four. I went to grade school once. I was in kindergarten.
He went to grade school for 13 years, Shell. He's
well,
no dummy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I've got people sharing their first date nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
We got
what kind of nightmares?
I'll tell you about them coming right up. Thanks for the tease.
Oh.
We've got a lot of porn star birthdays today. And by the way, remember, I was going to give you six different movies, and you have to guess which one is the fake out of the six instead of normally four.
Did we say that?
Yeah, and I did get a new video that I'm going to be sending you guys today if you don't get it. It's disgusting. So.
Oh, yay. All right.
Oh, hey.
Testicles 1-2. Testicles 1-2. Welcome aboard.
What's horseshit, dude?
This podcast.
Whose podcast?
The way you bully us.
Hey.
You guy? Make us watch these things, and when we start to win your game with your rules, all of a sudden you change it up.
That was okay. Hey,
here's 400 titles, and if you pick the wrong one, you have to get a toe cut off.
I think Shell brought that up last week. It was her idea. I said I should give you
that was yours, soldier.
Six, and then she's like, "What about 10? How about 10? 10 videos."
See, that's what you call sarcasm, there, little feller.
Now she's picking her nose. It wasn't sarcasm. She was being dead serious. Get out of here with that thing. Fucking
better
boogers.
Listen to you make up excuses for changing up the game.
Oh, it's my idea, so.
Yep, bully.
Put that booger on the floor.
Bully. See, he's telling you what to do with your booger shell. He's a bully.
Oh, we have the fucking nerdy thing, too. Get that out of here. Don't you throw that. I'll pick one, because I got one going.
Well, he's been gardening that thing.
Oh, I can't even breathe through my nose.
Gross.
Do the farkin' barkin'. Fucking farmer blow on you.
Gross.
All right. So look at all that shit coming up.
Stay tuned for more classy crap.
You haven't had Mexican food if you haven't tried Rancho de Carne y Palo. Apollo.
Yeah, serving the best quesadillas in the land with crunchy lettuce and tomatoes and their special queso sauce.
Yep. Or how about their spicy tortilla, Greg?
Yes, they are delicious, and the empandas are my favorite.
And if that doesn't tempt your taste buds, how about a chicken fajita?
Mmm, I love fajitas.
I bet you do.
Especially covered in guacamole.
Not me. I love the tamales.
I bet you do.
How about a delicious burrito?
And enjoy the delicious Huevos Rancheros con chorizo.
Holy shit. How the hell did you do that?
I don't know. I passed out for a bit. Yeah, come by and try Rancho de Carne y Palo.
Y pasar un buen rato.
Where the hell did you learn that?
I learned it from watching you, okay?
It's yummy.
You should get to...
Shut up! Can,
Jesus.
There I go, telling you what to do again.
Holy.
It's the Poolside Podcast. I'm Jeff. Shell Bell and Beaver are here too, ladies.
Bully Side Podcast.
Flip the towel. What's wrong?
You
flip the towel over. My God. Ladies, flip the towel over and change it or whatever the fuck you want to do.
ShamWow the vinyl chair. Just making my own fun.
Get a mop.
You might want to bring the Febreze too.
Oh, fucking gross.
Cheap joke. I'm just making it funny.
The fucking Febreze.
I can hear Michelle's glare.
Oh, holy God. Cows.
I know. I
don't have to blow my ears out.
I have the Rona. All right. How about first date nightmares?
Might want to bring the Febreze then. Sorry.
Good Sorry. Times.
All right. Focus. All right. Let's do this. All right. It's a serious show.
People shared their first date stories on Reddit. We met at a Burger King. He walked in with Velcro shoes, then kept smiling at an old woman who came in before him. found out that woman was his mother, and she was supervising our date. She came in, saw me, asked me if I am the person she was set up with, and left after she said, "Sorry, I have a boyfriend." The dude was running late. He came in his work outfit. He was wearing a pizza mascot costume.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
that's a first impressions, you know.
What was that I heard just now?
What?
I thought I heard something.
Not for me.
Okay.
Not this time.
He asked me if I could take my shoes off at the restaurant table so he could see my feet. Why is that so weird? That's not...
No, that's just...
He probably wants to suck on him.
Mm, yeah. See, yeah, some fucking weirdo shit like that.
Yeah.
Feet are fucking gross. We've covered this.
Oh, that's right. You don't like feet. You don't like chicken. You don't like beef. Ugh. Or wait, you don't like chicken or fish?
Oh, chickens eat their own feces. Fish tastes like fish.
Is there anything you do like, dude?
Pasta? Cheese?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. He introduced me to the waiter as his fiance, and then he was trying to plan our life.
Nice.
Wow.
That's all I got.
So you got a backup plan, I hope? So that's plan A. Let's say you need a plan B, or I'm not in that.
Plan B?
Yeah. Oh. Okay, I don't remember if I ever told you this one, but you remember the birth control pill or the abortion pill? Did you ever think about the name of that? RU486.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And I didn't know that. What?
Yeah. The fucking abortion pill was called RU486. Google it.
Oh, I know it was, but I never even put that together.
Yes. Get that fucking baby out of me.
86 means to get it out of here.
Yep. Oh, really?
RU486.
Yeah. If you're taking that pill, I guess you are 486.
Well, I never put it together all these years.
Yeah, I'm the only one who ever sees that, ever.
I've been taking them all these years. And
who knew?
And they work. You haven't had a baby yet.
He hasn't had a baby. Well, a turd baby, but.
That's a different kind of pill.
And I've loved every food baby I've birthed.
Oh, my God. Twice.
I am a good food baby father.
Well,
or mother. I'd be the mother.
Well,
if
of
I
course. Look
it.
At look at you.
What the hell does that mean?
That doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't it? Why don't you?
You have caring eyes.
Spill the beans. A brown eye. Because of birthing it. Whatever.
God.
All right. Let's do the fucking nerd shit.
Can I eat my popcorn during his nerd shit?
Yes. By all means. I play video games. So.
That will show some fucking respect.
All right, here we go. Hold on.
Top nerdy to me.
She actually moved her phone moved her microphone so she can go on her phone while you're doing this. You got something ready, sugar tits?
Yeah, I do.
You sound like, I don't know, angry?
No, I'm fine. Let her rip, Jeff.
All right, and go.
Fuck you, Jeff. Fuck you, Jeff. Fuck you, Jeff. Fuck you, Jeff.
What the hell did I do?
You're going to do that for the whole minute?
No, I can't hold my breath that long or talk that long. Okay, in Battlestar Galactica, the reimagined series, I've mentioned before many times about how that is the greatest sci-fi series ever, period, far and away. Boom, end of discussion. Boom, goes the dynamite, whatever you want to do. Also, Leodama wasted the entire Battlestar Pegasus. You're really... Fuck you, man. You're playing the whole fucking... At least fucking put some headphones. I listen through headphones.
It's not...
If you're going to fucking watch videos during my fucking nerd minute, you... That's rude, and I'm angry. You're a bully. Anyway, in Battlestar Galactica... No, I'm kidding. I don't fucking care what you think. In Battlestar Galactica Reimagined series, they would have sheets of paper like the bulletin would come on, and they would cut the corners off of it to make it like some goofy octagonal shape.
Sorry. Time is up, but we'll continue that again next week. So...
I'm writing down where I left off.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Are you?
Great.
Yes,
that's good news.
The octagonal, oddly octagonal paper.
Isn't it octagonal?
Could be.
I don't know if it is or not.
Maybe. I'll include that in my prep for next week.
English is my second language.
God damn it, the joke the other day. I'm bilingually illiterate. I can't read two languages.
All right. I'm pretty excited, but we got a lot of birthdays to get through here.
Happy birthday, dear porn stars. Happy birthday to you.
Juvenile shit.
What's up? I'm sorry.
I said, this is great. Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
All right. Carrie Ann is celebrating her birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday,
Carrie Ann.
Happy birthday.
What's your name, everybody?
She was in Mommy Knows Best.
Getting a weird vibe off that already.
Motherfuckers. Jeez.
Testicles 1-2.
Don't judge me.
1-2.
Welcome aboard.
If you read porn star birthdays, don't fucking judge me.
She was also in Milfy Way.
Sounds like a good candy bar.
Stinks a little. Adventures in Squirting.
Oh, nasty.
Adventures. It's like a water park. And boat rides and shit.
That's no inner tube. That's her hemorrhoids.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
She was also in Milf and Honey.
A good cereal.
Squirt City Sluts.
Sounds like a cop show.
And she was in Your Mom Tossed My Salad. So.
Okay, I don't get that one.
Mom tossed my salad?
Tossing salad is?
Jeez.
Yeah, I do, and I don't understand how that works with the two of them.
Cassidy Blue is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Cassidy Blue.
Cassidy Blue sounds like a color of a car, like a paint job. Ooh, and the lovely Cassidy Blue. No?
No.
This 1976 Buick Riviera and Cassidy Blue could be all yours.
Thank you.
I get it. She was in through the back door.
Oh, my God.
Mrs. Bunghole.
Probably funnier than the Robin Williams.
Anything is funnier than Robin Williams.
There's my point. Thank you.
She was also in Rackham. Filled to the rim. And I remember this one from a while ago. Fuck truck.
Yeah. Oh, I remember this one. I got this baby on Blu-ray.
That's what I used to call my old Dodge.
Oh, the fuck truck.
Getting the old fuck truck.
Yeah. Nice.
Courtney is celebrating her birthday as well. Happy birthday, Courtney. I guess I'll be the only one wishing a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Courtney.
Happy birthday, Courtney.
She was in Look at That Pig Ass.
Pig or big?
Big.
Doesn't matter.
Well, it kind of does.
Look at that pig ass.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all right, doesn't it?
It changes the whole story then.
Yes.
She was also in Third World Lady Boys.
Okay, now there's no misinterpreting that.
On Golden Blonde. Princess Harry. Oh, gross.
What?
She was in Princess Harry.
That's sending a lot of different messages.
Domino is celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, I love her pizza.
Happy birthday, Domino. Especially the big sausage. The large sausage.
With extra sauce.
She was in, she was in Big Fat Jugs 5. Nobody blows it better. Sack James lunch.
Nobody blows.
I knew you were going to do that. I swear to God, when I was putting them together and that one came up, I thought Greg is going to sing that song. She was also in Runaway Butts.
I don't know a song for that one.
Judith Fox. She was only in a couple movies.
Wasn't she in Family Ties?
That was Michael Judith Fox.
Oh, okay.
See what I did there?
Well, he did play his own sister or daughter or something in Back to the Future, too. Oh, we had the whole fucking trilogy on all weekend.
Yeah.
But anyway, on to your porn star stuff.
She was in Ass Jazz.
Ass Jazz. It's very niche music.
She plays a stand-up bass with her butthole. She's also an evil anal.
Eek.
Lana Croft is celebrating her birthday as well today. A lot of stars celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, hold on. Lana Croft?
Yeah.
Are there a bunch of womb raider?
No, I was surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed.
I know. She was in Beaver Besties.
Aw.
Gag reflex. Nice. Oh my god. Szechuan Snatch. Rear Ended.
Traffic School.
Those are some interesting titles.
Tubuku. Great Wall of Vagina.
Actually, that's kind of clever.
There was I remember one called, there was how did it go? Oh, you know, that Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah. One of the greatest movies ever.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
I've never seen it, so.
Oh, it's okay.
Is it nerdy?
It's really bad to the point where it's fucking great.
Oh. You mean like Star Trek?
No, totally different, but I know you're attempting to joke. Bad or whatever. But
joke?
No, yeah, it's, I don't
know. That's facts, son.
It's hard to describe.
She was also in Hong Kong Cooter.
Number one, Superfly.
Yes! Hong Kong Cooter. Like Hong Kong Phooey.
I know, I can't. I'm laughing.
I'm telling Shell. TJ Hart is having a birthday today.
Is that a boy or a girl?
They're all women, dude. I don't do dudes.
Maybe you should start doing dudes. That might put a different spin on it.
No. And then I got to look them up. No.
I think that'd be good. Yes, you should look them up, Jeff.
TJ Hart was in Miss Kitty's Litter.
Oh.
Your mom can stick this up her ass.
Wow. That's kind of rude.
I know, Jeff. You talking about his mama again?
Well, I think he's speaking of all moms.
Right up your alley.
Bowling movie.
Hail to the Beef.
Presidential.
Suck My Ass, Win Valuable Prizes.
Oh, jeez. That's rude.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Fucking gross. Spear the Hairy Donut.
A donut? A what?
Why do they have to...
Spear the Hairy Donut is probably the beehole.
It's the beehole.
It's the beehole.
But why do they... Maybe I'd buy more porn if their fucking titles weren't so disgusting.
Oh, nobody buys porn.
Well, that's true. Pork Rangers. Go ahead.
Wasn't that a great white song?
Yep.
I'm a wasted rock ranger.
Pork ranger.
I don't remember the exact tune, but the song. Anyway, go ahead.
You're right. She was also in Cavalcade of Ass.
Sounds Canadian.
Up the Old Dirt Road. And Brown Eye for the Straight Guy.
We hear that one all the time.
That one's been on there a few. All right. Now, this is the one where you have to listen.
All right.
I've got six titles. One of them is fake. If you don't guess the fake one, then I will be sending you a disgusting movie.
I lost my phone.
Nope, it's too bad. You got your computer there. I can pull it up. I can email it to you.
I don't. It's broke too. Nothing.
Well, you better listen hard because you're getting a fucking video.
Oh, car.
Yeah, if you don't listen hard, he's going to give it to you hard.
Oh, my God. All right. Now, listen up. Here we go.
All right. Let it rip.
Persuasion is celebrating her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Persuasion.
Crystal Blue Persuasion?
She was in Ruin Her Makeup, Cuties with Booties, Oil Drilling, The Amazing Face, Fart Fantasies, Full Bottom Panties, and Butterface.
Amazing Face.
Ruin Her Makeup, Cuties with Booties, Oil Drilling, The Amazing Face, Fart Fantasies, Full Bottom Panties, Butterface.
Fart fantasies, full bottom pants, or whatever it is.
And what did you say, Beaver?
Amazing face.
The amazing face?
Yep.
That's the one you're going with?
Yep.
And you're going with fart fantasies?
Yep.
Shell Bell, I'm afraid you were wrong.
Greg was right.
Beaver was right.
Goddamn right.
Okay, so I'm going to let you just watch it on my phone instead of me accidentally sending it to somebody else. And feel free to, we'll crank that volume up there.
Oh, it looks like she's going to poop or something.
And go ahead and explain to everybody what's going on.
Yeah, she's crapping on some toast. Oh, my God, Greg. You would,
toast?
You
is it whole wheat?
It is whole wheat. It's brown toast to match your green shit.
There you go.
Oh, my God. And she's not quite done yet because her rectum is bulging like a zit.
Oh, my God. I don't have to watch that one. That's got to be really fucking gross.
Oh, okay. And then she takes a butter knife and scrapes off her butthole and smears the poop all over. Oh, my God.
The butter knife and on she the butthole, I think, would hurt.
She put pepper on her poop. Oh, my God.
Just wait.
This is freaking. If she eats that, I'm going to barf. Oh, my God.
Got to kill that taste somehow.
It's waste, woman. That's why it came out that way. Oh, she tries to serve it to us. Oh, my God.
Nice. She likes to share.
Oh, what a pig.
Yeah. She curled off a hot one. Oh,
curled. And off. Guess what, Gregory? Next time I'm not watching the video with you.
Oh, you hear that, Beaver?
Yes.
That's fine. I can't live up to that anyway. I can't follow that. People are going to want you to get it wrong for your descriptions.
Oh, well, you know, God, the next time you get one wrong, I'm sending you that video.
Oh, well, then I just won't get one wrong.
Yeah, we'll see.
Happy birthday.
It's not that hard, Jeff.
That's what she says.
Happy birthday to you. The old double D. That's your same standard trick every time.
Careful with that joke. It's an antique. That's yours, dude. That's fucking old, bro.
What? No, I'm telling you how I know what you're going to do. That's not a joke. It's true.
You know where I got that video? I'll tell you off the show.
Why?
Because they probably don't want me to let you know where I got it.
This is probably fucking illegal in most countries around the world.
Yeah, somebody that tiny had that much poop in her is. She obviously took a lot of laxatives.
Well, it's the day after Thanksgiving, you know. What do you want?
No, not that one. That was a huge dump. That was a lot of dookie.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
No, the one that I sent you before. You want me to send that to you?
No, that's fine.
Right. Are you sure, Greg?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, mediocre show as always. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, whatever. J-team. Well,
we're on the Book Face. Just look for the Poolside Podcast. We're also on Instagram and the TikTok, where I opened up a can of worms.
What?
Somebody said, name the most overrated band.
Oh, what'd you say?
What would you say?
I'd say Kiss.
Yeah. Yeah. I said The Doors. And well, I also said ELO.
Well, of course, you don't like ELO.
No, I don't. ELO should change their name to YUK.
What?
It spells yuck, dude. Learn the fucking language. If you're going to live in this country.
Know how to speak the language. And then learn Mexican as your second language.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do.
See?
All right. So that's it. You can find us at anchor.fm/thepoolsidepodcast. You can also leave us a message on there, which your nerd friends have not done, which they said they were going to do, and they don't. Are they mad at you? Are they mad at us?
Well, they just don't like me in general.
I mean, I can't blame them, I guess.
Well, no, really, I'm kind of a dick.
Yeah, yeah. I'm fine. But they were all supposed to leave messages. I don't even know if they're listening anymore.
No, they don't.
I don't.
They
think
don't listen anymore?
I don't think they do.
Then drop those zeros and get with a hero.
Well, I'm switching games.
Vanilla Ice.
Ooh. Yeah. You're going to tell them.
I will. I'll show them by just never appearing again.
That'll learn them real good.
Exactly.
All right. So I think that's all we've got. Is there anything else you guys want to plug?
You can call us at that number that I'm looking for on my phone, and I cannot fucking
How is it you cannot remember that? Gregory. It's fucking easy, dude.
Why do you let us down every time?
300.
Do that one, too.
Empire.
What the fuck? 507-200-0470.
Hey, everybody.
I did really good today.
Yay. You were such a good boy, Gregory.
You made a duty all by yourself.
I'm going to have ice cream.
You fucking duty all over the show every time you're on it. Fuck
yeah. Yeah, whatever.
You're going to have ice cream?
I think I am.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Shell. I'm proud of you, too.
Yeah, I'm more proud of you.
No, I'm more proud of you.
No, you need me to be more proud of you.
I don't need anything. My self-worth is not based on what people think of me, but thank you. If it makes you feel better telling me you're proud of me, then God bless you, and I'm happy for you.
Oh, okay. At least you God blessed me.
God bless you and the horse you rode in on.
And the bag of shit that you are.
Oh, wow. I didn't go there. I gave you nothing but well wishes.
You have called me a bag of shit, Gregory.
Well, you kind of are. You talk shit about my mom. You call me a bastard. God knows what I could.
Well,
go
you
back
are and... a bastard. That's
well, yeah,
that...
but it does. You don't have
that
to.
That doesn't
me
make
out
me a bag of shit because I tell the truth.
No, it makes you a bag of shit for calling me out for it. It's like out of the blue. Oh, what are you doing today, you fucking bastard? Who's your mom fucking today, bastard? You know. That kind of makes you a bag of shit, yeah.
Well, we know who your mom's fucking, not your dad.
What has two thumbs and Greg's mom is fucking him? This guy.
Jeff's really putting the boots to her.
The skin boot? What? I don't know. All right, we've said enough.
Okay, there he goes, bullying us again.
Oh my
God. See, exactly.
If you listen to the last minute and a half of the fucking show, that's what you get without me, dudes.
You enjoyed it. Jeff was sitting over here whacking off.
Oh my God. Fucking moron.
Admit it, you were touching yourself.
I was touching my fucking forehead and rubbing my eyes because I'm sick of your shit.
Is that what you call it now?
Let's get out of here, nerds.
Stay
I don't
fresh,
know when we're
going to
be
bags.
Doing the next show.
Who cares?
I don't either. It's your show.
Goddamn right it's my show. So if I want to fucking bully anybody on the show, you fucking both will listen to me and do as you're told.
Well, okay, that's fair. And may I suggest, sir, if you're going to bully someone, you should probably get a little better at it.
I'll fucking kill you, dude.
Oh. Well, oh, you're crying right now. Oh,
that's
oh,
a threat,
no,
Jeffrey.
Yes. Oh, gosh, she'll kill me. Yes, please don't, Jeff.
Do it. Do your out thing, Shelby.
I already did. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
I was talking all over it before. Do it again.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
All right, not so loud. Beaver.
Okay, real good then.